This is a Shooting People podcast. Join me, James McGregor, talking to Paul Taylor and Teddy Leifer, director and producer of the award-winning documentary film We Are Together, made in KwaZulu-Land in South Africa with help from some truly remarkable children. This film is about the singing children of Agape. It tells a remarkable story of love and hope and achievement, and as you can hear, no small amount of talent. It travels from Africa to America and bypasses despair and even death with the consolation and the healing beauty of the human voice. Here is the film's director, Paul Taylor.
Involved. us was willing to go with the completion funding to actually make it happen. So we're completely indebted to Jess and her team at BrickUp.
Well, Teddy, now you're in KwaZulu-land for the first time. What sort of first impression did the country and the people create for you?
I was just entirely taken by the kids that Paul had spoken of and told me about and shown me pictures of and little bits of video of, and I just thought they were such a brilliant bunch. They were overwhelmingly brilliant. Main sort of excitement and my first impression of the country was of these kids. So it was an amazing welcome to South Africa.
And what was the shooting plan to be, Paul? You know, the focus of the film and so forth.
Well, I already knew the kids, and so we started following a number of them, kids that I had a particular connection with or that I thought would be interesting to explore their stories. But after only a couple of weeks, it soon became clear that one character in particular would, the film would be centred around one.
Slim Dilimoya, was it?
Exactly. That became obvious very soon. Slim Dilo was one of the soloists in the choir. She asked us to go back to her family home and meet her sisters and her brother. And we did so, and then we found that they, as well as being a great family, unfortunately, her brother was ill, and it turned out he was HIV positive. And then Celine Dile herself had such an incredible personality. She's one of those people that isn't necessarily vocal all the time, but just has such incredible expressions in her face, and she communicates so much through these different expressions.
Ngihambile kakhulu emhlabeni na Gezi nyawo nangengqondo yam. Haleluya, manje sengiyafuna ukuya ngale endaweni lapho ngophumula.
This is a Shooting People podcast with James McGregor talking to Paul Taylor and Teddy Leifer about their award-winning documentary, We Are Together. You can hear part two of this podcast at www.shootingpeople.org/podcasts. Now back to Paul Taylor and Teddy Leifer.
Was a part of the army.
Yes.
God. God. bless our food. Amen.
Most children here at Agape lost their parents to AIDS. The reason why I started Agape was to give these children a home. Why Agape is Agape is love. Because the word Agape is a Greek word meaning God's love, God's unconditional love. At Agape, we have unconditional love.
Now, the brother of Sendiri's family, Sifriso Moyo, was HIV positive, as you said. He spends a great deal of his time in bed. How quickly were you aware of how central he would become to the film that you were making?
Well, not initially. We kind of came in there, and he was very ill at that point already. He wasn't able to work any longer because of his illness, and he'd been out of work for a few months. And so we kind of knew that it was going to be an important part of the story because it was an important thing happening in Smindino's life. We kind of suspected that he could be HIV positive just only because it's one of the most common causes of sickness in South Africa. And I think with hindsight as well, the family knew at the time that he was, even though he hadn't been tested, they also suspected him, though they didn't say so. So we realised that this was going to be something very important because obviously it was going to be a really important thing for Slindile. So we kind of proceeded to basically follow that as one of the story arms.
Of course, filming in an orphanage is pretty straightforward, and it's not hard to get good pictures there. But what about filming Sifiso when he was very, very sick? I mean, it's really quite intrusive, isn't it, having to film in those circumstances? How did you feel about that, Paul?
Well, it was something that we were very aware of, and that we were very concerned to make sure that we weren't intruding or weren't being inappropriate as much as possible. So what we did was we would sit down with the whole family like once or twice a week, and especially when there were the events coming up, and we'd re-ask their permission effectively. So we'd sit down and we'd explain that we'd like to continue filming, or if it was going to be him going to the hospice, that we'd like to film that, or eventually, unfortunately, when he did pass away, that we'd like to film at the funeral. But we would completely leave it up to them and ask them if they were comfortable with us, and tell them that if this is a private personal moment, then don't worry, it's completely up to you. But we were very, very lucky that the family, right from the beginning, they really got it, and they saw the importance in sharing this story with other people, and the value in something coming out of Sifiso's illness so that he didn't pass away in vain. So they were very, very welcoming and very, very accepting of what we were doing. So every single time we had a conversation with them, they would say, no, we definitely want you to continue. And the way that transpired, we were very fortunate because when he did eventually pass away, I was very conscious that this was a very, very personal moment, and didn't want to intrude. So it came down following Cindy down the hill, as you see in the film, and then switched the camera off. And then a few moments after that, one of the older sisters grabbed my hand and took me into the house and asked me to film what was happening around Sifiso's body, and asked me to do that. So it was very lucky she kind of took any responsibility away from it, us making that call at that time, and it reassured me that they were happy that we should be filming. So you're right, there's some very intimate and personal moments in there which I think give the film part of its power, and they were filmed only actually with myself and the camera and no sound person in those environments. So we hope that we've managed that as best as we could.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah. Ukhonzi Nkosi Jesu
Intandale
Oh Intandale
Oh Intandale
Ukhonzi Nkosi Jesu
Intandale
Oh Intandale
Oh Intandale
Oh Intandale
This has been a Shooting People podcast with James McGregor talking to Paul Taylor and Teddy Leifer. This Shooting People podcast was a Digital Imagineering production.